don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. All right, guys, welcome to another Cryptoconomy Quick Read. Just in case you're hearing any extra background noise or if it sounds a little bit different today, that's just because I am out of town and have just brought my equipment with me, so I'm not recording in my usual spot and don't have the solitude that I usually have. With that, though, I want to read one. This is another one from Bitcoin Magazine, so we're keeping up with these guys. Aaron Von Wertheim always has good stuff, and this is another article of his. And this one's really more of a news item, but I think it's important, and it's good to keep up with any prominent hard forks or anything, any big changes going on in the whole ecosystem. And this one is about Monero, because if you don't know, I guess it would be yesterday now, Monero has hard forked, and this is titled "Monero Just Hard Forked, and it resulted in four new projects." Again, this is on BitcoinMagazine.com by Aaron Von Wertheim. So, let's go ahead and jump into it. One hard fork later, there are four new Monero projects. Privacy-centric cryptocurrency Monero hard forked to version 12 of its protocol yesterday, but not everyone is on board. Following the example once set by Ethereum Classic, some users are continuing on the pre-hard fork Monero blockchain, though in this case, not as a single project. Now there is Monero Classic, XMC, Monero Zero, XMZ, Monero Original, XMO, and a second project by the name Monero Classic, XMC, which in this article we will refer to as Monero Dash Classic. These are all continuing on version 11 of the Monero protocol. Of course, this means they are all still compatible on a single network using the same coin, just with different names. Here's the story of the pre-hard fork Monero blockchain and the four different projects keeping it alive. The hard fork. As an ongoing protocol upgrade process, Monero has made a habit of hard forking once every 6 months. The latest hard fork introduced several new features, including an increased ring size for more private but also bigger, thus more resource-intensive, transactions, multi-signature transactions, initial Ledger Nano S hardware wallet support, and more. The latest hard fork also introduced a tweak to Monero's CryptoKnight proof-of-work hashing algorithm. This backwards incompatible change makes all existing ASIC, application-specific integrated circuit, mining hardware useless. Such specialized hardware is a bigger concern on the CryptoKnight hashing algorithm than most other hashing algorithms, as it could let ASIC miners launch denial-of-service, or DOS, attacks on non-ASIC miners and non-mining nodes on the network. The risk presented by ASIC mining hardware appeared to be the reason why at least most of Monero's development and user community agreed on the change. However, not all parties were equally happy with the hard fork, presumably. Most notably, major hardware manufacturer Bitmain, as well as smaller manufacturers Halong Mining and Pin Idea, recently all announced that they had developed ASIC machines for the CryptoKnight hashing algorithm, and such hardware was probably used to mine on the Monero blockchain in secret. All this hardware would be rendered mostly worthless after Monero's hard fork. Now, over the past couple of days and weeks, four projects have announced that they will continue to use the pre-hard fork Monero protocol. Since all four are using the same protocol, they are, at least as far as we can tell, really all the same network and coin, albeit with different names and logos. These are the four new projects continuing the pre-hard fork Monero blockchain. Monero Classic, XMC. The first, Monero Classic, is initiated by a group that self-identifies as Monero enthusiasts from Singapore, including developers and, quote, a few miners, who felt it was, quote, time to take action. Speaking to Bitcoin Magazine, Representative Bento Tan explained that he believes that the development of ASICs is a healthy, market-driven process. He said, quote, the ability to have choices promotes competition, and that drives growth. We have to look at things at that level. Unilateral control is a suffocating death because you take away the need to improve and innovate, end quote. Tan added that he considers this healthy market dynamic to be confirmed by the fact that there are three different manufacturers to have created ASICs, not just one. Further, hard forking to make mining hardware obsolete is considered a bigger risk than the risk of mining centralization. A statement on the Monero Classic website reads, quote, the main message of Monero Classic is that we believe that the developers changing the proof of work creates more centralization and harms decentralization. And the Monero developers are saying that they can and will change the consensus rules whenever it suits them, and the community seems to be conditioned into following the wishes of the developers. End quote. Monero Classic has no connections with any of the other new Monero projects, Tan said, and has no plans to cooperate with them. Monero Dash Classic. On the project website, the person behind Monero Dash Classic identifies himself as PZ, an early Bitcoin evangelist and blockchain eco-builder. You can read more about PZ here. Not unlike the other Monero Classic, PZ explains on this website that, quote, the emergence of specialized mining machines for a cryptocurrency is a normal market economy phenomenon, end quote. Additionally, PZ argues that, quote, if there are professional mining machines, the events like Monero was attacked by more than 500,000 botnets could be avoided, referring to botnets that have been used to mine Monero. Since the project seems to have originated from China, is actively promoted by Bitmain's mining pool Antpool, and of course because Bitmain has much to gain from a continuation of Monero with the CryptoKnight hash algorithm, some suspect that this ASIC hardware manufacturer has a hand in this project too. However, when asked by Bitcoin Magazine, a Bitmain representative suggested this was not the case. Bitcoin Magazine was unable to get in contact with PZ or anyone else from the Monero Dash Classic project by time of publication. Monero Zero. Speaking with Bitcoin Magazine, a pseudonymous spokesperson from Monero Zero identified the group as one of, quote, concerned users and proof-of-work maximalists, some of who operate hobby operations for mining. On the project website, Monero Zero writes, quote, we've decided the Monero project strategy to continuously hard fork is no longer a stable or sane strategy. We believe that Satoshi's proof of work is the only mechanism for decentralized consensus. The so-called network upgrades that are centrally mandated by the Monero project are a Trojan horse designed to compromise the effectiveness of proof of work in the Monero network. Monero Zero is not a fork. It is the original Monero. End quote. The Monero Zero spokesperson further said that Monero is an NVDA project, and that proof of fork is not a consensus method, end quote. And that, quote, Bitmain is trying to destroy Monero, but did not have time to explain more. Monero Original. Not much is known about Monero Original or the people behind it. The project has a GitHub, and it sent press releases to several outlets. This press release did not contain much information, but it did include a statement from the, quote, lead developer of Monero Original team, end quote. Quote, Monero has always been about freedom of choice, about diversity, and about the strong community behind it. We are providing the Monero fans with a possibility to support the iconic coin and stay on the original chain. Monero Original Team stands for diversity, which is a logical marker of evolution. We are excited to see our favorite coin mature, and we are even more excited to help in keeping this diversity. End quote. At least one cryptocurrency exchange, HitBTC, indicated it would make XMO balances available to all XMR holders at the time of the hard fork. This does not necessarily mean that HitBTC will also offer XMO trading, but it does make it more likely they will. Bitcoin Magazine reached out to the Monero original project, but did not receive any response by the time of publication. The complications. So far, it appears that both the new Monero blockchain and the pre-hard fork blockchain are being mined. Most hash power is still on the pre-hard fork blockchain, and both are supported by less hash power than they were before the fork. This means that blocks are being found more slowly, in particular on the new Monero blockchain, but this situation could stabilize within days. Assuming that at least one of the four new projects succeeds in keeping the pre-hard fork Monero blockchain running, and assuming the new Monero blockchain keeps running too, this could lead to some complications. For one, the Monero hard fork did not implement replay protection. This could mean that users who spend XMR on the new Monero blockchain could unintentionally spend the equivalent coins on the pre-hard fork blockchain, and vice versa. Thanks to other changes on the new Monero protocol, this risk appears limited for users of the pre-hard fork blockchain, however. The default transactions they make will be considered invalid on the new Monero protocol, but users of the new Monero blockchain do not have that same luck. If they want to keep their pre-hard fork coins, they should move these before they move their XMR, and do so with the default ring size of 5 or 6. Over time, replay attacks should become less likely, even for users that didn't move their coins. This is because on Monero, mixing coins is a requirement, and the odds that users will mix their coins with coins that are only valid on one chain will increase. Doing so will make the whole transaction invalid on one of both chains. A bigger problem is that moving coins on both blockchains independently reveals which coins are controlled by the same user. This is at odds with Monero's central value proposition of privacy and fungibility. Therefore, anyone who uses Monero for privacy reasons is best advised to completely choose one chain and ignore the other. It's presumably best to ignore the chain that carries the least value. Even users that do not use both chains may suffer from somewhat decreased privacy. If they mix their coins with users who reveal which coins they own, it can reduce the anonymity set of the users that did not. This added risk is probably compensated for on the new Monero protocol by the increased ring size for transactions, however. Whether the pre-hard fork version of Monero, in the form of the four different projects, will gain and retain any market value, of course, remains to be seen. Monero lead developer Ricardo Spagni did not respond to a request for comment by the time of publication. Update April 7th. It appears there is a fifth project on the pre-hard fork Monero blockchain, Monero C. Additionally, trading of XMO has by now commenced on HitBTC. At the time of writing this update, one XMO trades for 0.00175 Bitcoin, which is about $12 or 0.07 XMR, but the price is very volatile. Some minor details were updated in the rest of the article as well. And that will do it for our crypto economy quick read from BitcoinMagazine.com. Again, that one was by Aaron Von Wertham. I'll be sure to link to everything in the post, as always. It's kind of interesting. Monero has always been a project that interested me, just because I think fungibility is a really critical part of the currency. It's a requirement, basically, that one coin is equal to another coin. Otherwise, it becomes useless as an exchange medium or a translation of value. It's like 1 inch of your house doesn't equal an inch of my house. Well, then what good is it to use inches to measure houses? So that's why I think it's important to keep up with all the different privacy protocols and a number of the privacy coins, particularly the ones that seem promising or seem to be adding value to the concept and the work around privacy and fungibility. Because, like I said, I think it's a critical piece of this puzzle. And I don't think the crypto economy will succeed in the way we want it to without privacy and the option of opt-in anonymity. So we will be hitting that topic on occasion with the Crypto Economy podcast and, of course, quick reads as we go along. So don't forget to follow Aaron Von Wertem on Twitter. He's always got great stuff, and you'll hear him constantly on the podcast, as has been true so far. And don't forget to check out BitcoinMagazine.com. They have absolutely tons of stuff. They come out with numerous articles every day. I hit maybe one out of every 20 or 30. So there's tons of great stuff to read by all the people that you've heard from in the quick reads so far. So don't forget to check them out. Follow me on Twitter at The Crypto Economy and Medium, all that great stuff. Subscribe to iTunes podcast. And please share this to anybody you think will benefit from it. But until next time, this has been a Crypto Economy Quick Read. Take it easy, guys. We'll be right back.